What up, everyone? This is Joel Sid, and you are tuned into Crypto Chain X. So today, let's talk about NEO. NEO is one of those cryptocurrencies that's highly talked about. People have called it Ethereum killer. We're not going to use such words. But let's talk about NEO as its own entity. Without wasting any time, let's do this. Welcome back, guys. Let's talk about NEO. So when I came across NEO, there's very less stuff that I found like in detail about NEO. It took me quite some time to gather all this information. So I hope you guys find value in this. In this segment, we'll be talking about what is NEO, who created NEO, what are the benefits of NEO, how does NEO work, and what you can do with NEO. What is NEO? NEO calls itself a future-proof smart economy. And they promise, the team promises to do more than just the execution of smart contracts. And they call themselves more than just a platform. They don't want to be just a platform that you can build decentralized applications. Now let's talk about who created NEO. NEO was created by Eric Zhang and a blockchain development company called OnChain. And they created this sometime in 2014. And at the time of launch, NEO was called AntShares. So that was the original name they gave NEO. It was called AntShares. And then in 2017, they rebranded the whole AntShares to NEO that we see today. And I think it was a good name. AntShares, I don't know. Maybe they had a rhyme or reason. I couldn't find why they named it AntShares. But hey, NEO sounds cool, just the way they have the green logo and stuff. Like it looks kind of Matrix type, like the futuristic. Maybe that's why they called it. So anyhow, let's jump into what are the benefits of NEO? Why NEO is so special? Why there's so much hype around NEO? So as of right now, as we know, NEO is capable of doing 10,000 transactions per second. And that's a lot. That's a lot when Ethereum and some other blockchains like Bitcoin, they're not even able to cross like 100 transactions or so per second. So this is big deal, like 10,000 transactions. Other strength that most people see is the language is coded in. Ethereum right now is about to move from Solidity, which is their language, to Viper. And that's their own proprietary language. Viper is supposed to be really good because it's supposed to be more user-friendly. However, for NEO, they use Java, Python, Kotlin, like Kotlin, same as Java. So like they use already languages, they do exist. And if you know any of these languages, you can easily start developing on them. So they don't have their own proprietary language that they have created. And I think reason Solidity came about because there was a need at that time because Ethereum came much earlier than NEO. NEO is really recent. Next benefit of NEO is the smart contracts. So, which is very similar to what Ethereum has. One of the coolest things that they'll be able to do in future, and it's one of the benefits, which is NEO 3.0, in that NEO will be able to execute smart contracts across different blockchain platforms. So that's really cool because right now the limitations that most blockchains have is they can execute these smart contracts within their own platform. And I think IOTA is another one that's trying to do this. IOTA is acting like internet platform that understands different kinds of blockchains and they'll be able to do this. But they haven't explicitly addressed that they'll be able to execute smart contracts. But I'm sure that's where they are also going at. So now let's look into how NEO works. The team behind NEO believes that NEO, everything should be digitized, like your identity, the assets, and if your assets and your identity is digitized, your like rights and every single thing kind of becomes easier. Like whatever the central authority is, like right now, I know we have these blockchains, but still we have governments, right? So it just gives that government more authority. But I think it's also good because just imagine your identity is digitized. I think it would be a good thing because you don't have to wait for your passport. You don't have to you don't have to travel with your ID. Like, that would be awesome.
Now just imagine with your biometric data, like that's in your phone, because our iPhones and most of the phones, they can collect that biometric data from our face and everything, our retina scans, our thumbprints. Maybe just imagine, like, we are global citizens, we are traveling, all we need to do is show our face, maybe put our thumb or maybe fingerprint somewhere, and they know who we are. We don't have to travel with a document.
That's what they want to do. That's what their philosophy is. And like I said earlier, they want to be more than just a platform. They want to be a future economy. So behind NEO's platform, there are three fundamental things. The first one is NEO X. And then second one is NEO FS. And the third one is NEO Q. So NEO X is the way NEO is able to do cross-platform transactions. NEO FS is the file sharing made decentralized that's based on DHT, which is distributed hash table. It's a decentralized file storage system. And then NEO Q is their quantum proofing of NEO platform. Because one of the biggest challenges that most of the blockchains right now have is the quantum computing and the quantum computers of the future.
Because right now, most of the blockchains are kept secure with cryptographic encryption. And if there's a quantum computer that's powerful enough to take over the blockchain network. So for example, if there are 100 million nodes in a network and the quantum computer is powerful enough to overpower them, it can go back and make any kind of changes, do double transactions, you name it. With NEO Q, their plan is to quantum proof the NEO blockchain. So something like this doesn't happen in the future.
Now let's talk about how these foundational components work within the platform. So NEO has two cryptocurrencies. NEO platform has two cryptocurrencies. One is NEO, second one is GAS. So NEO, unlike other cryptocurrencies, so Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, they can all be subdivided into smaller units. Whereas NEO can only go up to one NEO. So it can't go below one unit. So what happens after that is GAS is designed for those smaller subdivisions. And GAS can be divided into smaller subunits. And GAS is kind of like the life and blood of this platform, because all the smart contracts, all the transactions, they take place with GAS. And GAS executes all these things. And what GAS does is once they validate all these smart contracts, all these transactions, then they build blocks. And collection of those blocks, that's what makes one NEO. There are about 100 million NEOs that'll be in existence ever. And same thing for GAS, about 100 million. So this is really interesting because once the protocol reaches 100 million GAS, no more GAS can be created. I think they created GAS to further speed up the whole process and for smaller transactions. So that's the cool thing. So if you go to CoinMarketCap, you will see that there is one cryptocurrency that's called NEO and that the second one is GAS. Anyhow, let's continue. So the way these transactions are validated, NEO platform works on proof of stake consensus versus Ethereum right now, as of right now, it works on proof of work, similar to Bitcoin. Bitcoin also works on proof of work. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies, they are built on proof of work consensus. One of the biggest hurdles they run into is the mining. The transactions and the transaction fees can go up. So which cryptocurrencies like Monero was able to manage that. But overall,
NEO uses proof-of-stake consensus. The way it works is the NEO network elects these individuals who act as the leaders, you can say. So they are called consensus nodes. And these nodes are responsible for validating the transactions and also setting up the transaction fees. So let's say if for whatever reason, this consensus node that's elected by the network, they're not working in favor of the overall network, they can be voted off. And then the new person gets voted in, and then they get this opportunity to take on this role. While they're doing this, they get compensated in gas.
A couple months ago,
NEO's founder, Eric Zhang, announced that NEO version 3.0 is currently in development. And according to their Medium post, this one will be focusing on how to improve the transactions per second even more, the smart contract execution. And one of the things that stood out was the smart contract execution across all the blockchain platforms. So that's why I said this is like one of the future things they're looking into. And I think it would be really cool if they can execute on different blockchain platforms. And that way, they will really get into that enterprise level. Because big enterprises, they want something like this. They don't want to be tied into one platform. Whereas like a lot of enterprises right now, like IBM, MasterCard, many companies, they have filed for their patents and most of their platforms are built on Ethereum. So if let's say NEO is able to do this, cool thing is like they will be able to transact and they will be able to work with the other platforms and the apps they are built on it. So it really takes this whole technology from this just transaction based to the enterprise level, where like global organizations with 10, 5, 20,000 employees can even deploy this, and they can be rest assured that what they need for this technology to do, they'll be able to get out of it.
As time comes, it's going to be interesting to know how NEO VM, which is NEO's virtual machine where all these smart contracts are being executed, and how it works with the rest of the blockchains. As of right now, NEO doesn't have too many decentralized applications built on it, whereas its key competitor that they are going against is Ethereum. Ethereum has thousands of decentralized applications built on it, and it's been tested. For example, when the application CryptoKitties was launched on Ethereum, it really exposed Ethereum to all the vulnerabilities and all the weaknesses that it had as a platform. There needs to be those kind of applications on NEO as well. So we know what exactly NEO is able to handle, because a lot of these platforms, they have promise, but you need to be able to perform under pressure. And on Ethereum, Vitalik and his team, they are working really hard to fix it. So it's going to be interesting. That's why I never wanted to start this podcast with the comparison between Ethereum and NEO and calling this the killer of Ethereum, because they are both in different domains. Ethereum has been out for some time. Transactions have been done. Applications have been built on it. It's kind of battle tested. So on paper, the technology, the team, NEO's philosophy, everything looks solid. But time will tell once they release their mainnet and how it's tested and how it performs. As of right now, they have Chinese government behind them. They have Alibaba platform behind them. So you never know where NEO can totally end up in a few years or so. So thank you guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And please feel free to send me an email if I missed something or if I said something didn't make sense. I would be more than happy to respond to you guys. And I know market sucks right now. But stop focusing on a negative. Like, look on the bright side. Market's down. And if you guys don't want to go into it, learn about it, because you never know. And you know what? This is actual fact that once this whole technology becomes mainstream, there'll be so many jobs in this technology, so many things that'll be coming up. And I said in my earlier episodes that I'm telling you, it's a big market, not just for investment purposes, just to even work in it, like develop something. So learn. That's only request I have. Learn about this stuff. Just don't fall for the hate, don't fall for the hype, and do your due diligence. So on that note, please be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and always keep learning. Cheers.